Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use the same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Azele, Usia, Blucia, Metcatalin, Baez Cabel, Eshtami Tukad Ahmizbeya Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, God keep you, God shine his face upon you, and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Here we are today, this Thursday, and we got spirit messages today. Now, if the person wants one, you can still get one. You can get one, and it's easy. All you have to do is call. Yes, you got to call for it. Now you call 646-716-9149. 646. 716-9149. And again, I'll tell you, 646-716-9149. Now, let's say you want to talk to me, but you don't want to talk to me on air, or you just don't want your business to be told out in the open. Well, I got something for you. Listen to this.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, we don't have anybody willing to see to get a spirit message today, so we can talk about somebody else. We can talk about somebody else. We can talk about something else. We sure can. Yes, we can. We can talk about something else. Yeah, something with the Lord. Well, here I am. I'm wrong. Somebody does want a spirit message. Somebody does. And I'm going to help them right now. Area code 704. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? Who is this?
This is Geraldine.
Geraldine.
Yes.
Huh.
I asked you a while back about a friend. I was talking about a friend and wanting to meet me a good friend and everything. But I hadn't really got to meet that person yet. But I would like to know, am I going to get to meet this person? And I just want to know how things is going with me.
Yes, you're going to meet him. Yes, you're going to meet him. You will meet him, and that person will be the type of person that you're looking for. Now, you have to hold on. You have to hold on to who you're looking for. He will be the type of man that you are looking for. The type of man that and the type of man that you need. Man that you need. He'll just be an all around good person. He'll be a good person. He'll be for you. You will be the one. You will be the one to use him, to have him, to bring him close to you. And this man will be yours. This man will be yours. It will be yours for the remainder of your life. Yes, he will. He will be yours. You don't have anything to worry about.
Okay.
Don't have anything to worry about. This man is yours. And when I see him, hold on a second. When I see him, I see the name George. Now, I don't know how that George fits with it. It might be his last name or his first name, but I see the name George. And with it, that man, he'll be a blessing to you. He'll be a blessing to you. All I can say, he'll be a blessing to you.
Okay.
You've been so long without nobody. You've been long enough alone.
Yes.
You've been long enough. And as long as you have wanted him, this man has been sitting by the side. He's been sitting by the sidelines watching. Just watching. Well, soon he is going to take that step, and it's a step towards you. He's going to want you. He's going to want you. He's going to want to talk to you, to be near you, because, see, I'm telling you, he's even watching you now. He knows. He knows about you. He knows about you. And this man is for you. He ain't for nobody else. This man is for you. He's for you. So you can just look at him. And just look at him as being somebody whom God has appointed for you. Because this man is yours. This man is yours. Absolutely. All right?
All right.
Okay, then. God bless you.
And bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, so the Lord has worked good. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. The Lord does good things. He does good things. Even when we think it's something bad, he's really done something good. Did you know that? Even when you think he's done something bad, he has done something good. So it's no reason for you to sit around all gloomy-eyed, head down, all worried about it, because the Lord has done good things, great things, wherein we are glad. Be glad at God. Be glad at what happens to you. Be glad the way things come out. Because those things are really good. Good. There ain't no sense in arguing with the Lord. There ain't no sense in growling at him and being upset. There ain't no sense. There is no sense, and you shouldn't be. You should not be mad at God. Uh-oh, do you know what I'm talking about? You should not be mad at him or with him. You should not. You should not be mad with God. Because everything he does is for your good. Everything. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how bad it is. It looks bad to you. Yeah, it looks bad to you. Because all you can see is what's here. All you can do is see certain things in the natural. But God sees in the spiritual. And he will help you. And it is well. Because God has taken it. Can't you just say that? That it is well? It's well because God made it well. It is good because God made it good. He put all this hoodoo here. All this hoodoo. For what? To keep you from being burdened. To keep you from being downhearted. To keep you from being feeling vanquished and lost and all that. You have all of this hoodoo. Do you know what it is? Do you know what you got? You have the power of God. And that power keeps you every particular day, every particular moment, every particular thing you try to do. God's hoodoo power is keeping you. He is keeping you. He surely is. Now, there's no sense in being upset and arguing or being bad or being feeling neglected, because you ain't. You are not neglected. You aren't. You're the person of God. You are his good person. His man or his woman, you are the one. Oh, yes, you are. You're the one. You know, when I think of some people that they're worried about their hoodoo because, well, they don't see a certain thing a certain way. So they feel like, you know, hoodoo is bad. Hoodoo ain't no good. Because the hoodoo, it ain't blessing me. It ain't giving me what I want. Have you ever thought that it might not be giving you what you want because you ain't regarding it right? Have you thought of that? That the hoodoo you want, the hoodoo thing that you want, is out of bounds. In fact, it ain't even hoodoo. It's not even hoodoo. How can I say this? Because hoodoo is close to you. It is even as close as the spirit is to you. Hoodoo is like the breath of God's hand. It's like the skin on your hand. It's just that close to you. Well, I think you might say, well, I can't figure it out. I don't know nothing. You don't have to figure it out. All you have to do is do it. Just do it. Hoodoo will keep you. It won't control you, but it'll keep you. It'll keep you out of a lot of mess and give you many blessings as long as you use hoodoo correctly. You hear that? As long as you use it correctly. There are people that attempt to use magic and attempt to use hoodoo for the wrong thing. And then they want to know how come it don't work. Or people try to use it for evil. Yeah. That's right, for evil purposes. For things which are not right. And then they think when they do it to somebody, a person says, oh, he did some hoodoo to me. He did something. He put hoodoo on me. Let me tell you, that ain't hoodoo. No, it's not. That's just hell bent. That's not hoodoo. Hoodoo is good, not evil. When there's evil being done, that is the language of who? The devil. And even the devil doing it is good. See, there are two spirits. Two types of spirits. The good spirit and the evil spirit. Now, the good spirit will always do good. It will always be at the right things. He'll always do the right thing. He'll always be there. He's always good. And the evil spirit is there too. But he's for the evil things. Now, the good spirit and the evil spirit both work by God's will. You hear me? The good spirit and the evil spirit just do what God has told them to do. Glory to God. Look at that. And the evil spirit is just like the good spirit. What do you mean, Brother Willis? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm telling you right on out. Telling you right on out. It is just by the spirit. The evil spirit does exactly what God wants him to do. The only thing is, the evil spirit don't do nothing until you have done evil. That's right. It's only one thing in this universe that can do evil. That is a human being. That is man. Everything else obeys the Lord. Everything else obeys. I'll say it again. Everything else obeys the Lord. And you don't need John L. Devereaux to tell you that, but I am. Everything obeys the Lord. Only a man can choose to do good or evil. You hear that? Only a man can. And when he does decide to do good or evil, he gets that in return. So you see, when a person does evil, he gets evil. But when a person does good, glory, hallelujah, he gets good. He gets good. And with that, the recognition of the Spirit goes along with it. Goes along with it. Now, it ain't, you know, these spirits don't take no kind of reward for what they do. No, they don't. Do you think that, let's say, Lucifer takes a reward for doing evil to somebody? He don't get no reward. He don't take none. You think Michael takes a reward from God for what he does? He don't take none. He don't take none. Lucifer is just an angel. Michael is just an angel. What is an angel? They are going to do what God said no matter what. As it says in Isaiah, I create light and darkness. I can do all these things. I am the Lord. It is God that says he creates good and evil. He does it. So when a person gets evil, it is because he is the one who has manifested it. Well, I don't understand it, you might say. I don't see how that could be so. It's so. It's so. As you think it, so is he. If you think you are good, then you're good. If you think you are evil, then you're evil. Oh, glory to God. So, blessed is everyone. And it is because of God. It is because of God. You will either get good or evil, depending on what you do. Now, some of you, I would not listen to anybody that gave me anything that sits up and shows my hoodoo as being evil. I wouldn't do that. Because don't you know that hoodoo is the Bible? The whole Bible is hoodoo. Don't you know that all the angels are hoodoo? Every angel is hoodoo. Don't you know that all the saints are hoodoo? Don't you know that every man, woman, boy, and girl, I don't care who they are, is the hoodoo of God? Yes, they are the hoodoo of God. So there's no way to get away from it. You hear that, child? There's no way to get away from it. None. Absolutely no way whatsoever. There's no way to get away from it. You will be involved, as they say, involved with hoodoo no matter what. Yeah, you're going to be involved with it no matter what. If you don't fool with it or don't do nothing with it now and die, you will still be involved with it. Yeah, you will be involved with it. Because the first thing that happens when you're dead, when you go to the other side, you hear me now, you go to the other side, then you will see those other people. Those other people. And some of them are being born on this side for a second go around, and some are not. But those that being around that's gonna do it again are the hoodoo people. Those that are not are the hoodoo people. God has all souls. The soul of a man is in the hand of the Lord. He's got them. So you can't get away from it. You just can't. I don't care. You don't. You can't get away from it. So I'm going to tell you, you might as well learn about it. You might as well do it. You might as well. Because it's going to be there anyway. You might as well learn about it. You sure do. Now there is a person listening to us who talks to spirits. Yeah. And this person has known that they talk to spirits. Been talking to them ever since they was young. And some people, in fact, thought that she was curious or that something was different about her. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But even in all that, with all that, the Spirit of God used her. She can't get away from that. I don't care. She cannot get away from it. She cannot. Now, I've talked to her, and what? But you cannot get away from it. In fact, there's some things that she does that even I want to get away from. I don't want to even talk to it. You know, when it comes to seeing spirits, we were talking the other day about this Amy Allen on what's that show, The Dead Files. She come on Saturdays, and we was talking about her. And she was telling me, well, I just can't, you know, when I deal with it, I look at it sometimes, but I see the people that they're talking about. I see the people that they're talking about. And she was telling the truth. She was. But you know what? I turned around and I said, well, listen here, child. I'm going to tell you. I do see them people. I do see them. And I start rebuking them. I don't want them around me. I don't want them around me. I don't want to see them. Now, there's some type, you know, one type I was looking at it, and they were talking about something, and they were saying this spirit had appeared to these people, but it was a big, tall one, like a man, and he had on a big, tall hat. And, you know, I saw it, and that right then and there, I rebuked him. Now, why? Because I didn't want to see him. I did not want to see him. But then I had to learn something. I had to learn something. See, I'm not seeing anybody for my benefit. Oh, no, it ain't for me. It's for someone else. It's for somebody else. I was seeing that dark figure with that black hat standing up there so that somebody else would know. So that they would know that was really somebody else trying to scare them. Trying to get them to do something else. Trying to make them waver from it. It wasn't for me, it was for them. So you see, sometimes, just in watching and knowing a spirit, you can help other folks. It's not you, it's somebody else. Now, with something else, I remember one person told me before he died, this person's gone on, and he said he was at the cemetery, and he was praying. That was all. And while he was praying, a man walked up, and the man asked him, he said to him, "You summons me?" And he told him, "Hell no, Lord rebuke you." Why? Why? Because he hadn't summoned him. He hadn't. See, you have got to know. You have got to learn. You've got to learn that all things are for your good. You ain't got to worry about nothing looking bad or talking bad. You ain't got to worry about it. Why? Because that spirit has no power over you. Uh-oh. It has no power over you. Now, that is what people need to learn. And that is really the essence of hoodoo. That is the essence. Those spirits have no power over you. None. All they can do is just appear. That's all they can do is just appear. They have no power over you. None whatsoever. Now, where you learn that from? You learn that in the hoodoo. You learn that from where? The hoodoo book, which is what? The Bible. It'll tell you all about the different spirits and about what they do and about what they don't do. It'll tell you about people, too. It'll tell you about how they act. Yes, it will. It'll tell you about them, what to do for them, and what not to do. But it will let you know about every kind of spirit. Every kind. Every kind. Now, each person ought to make it up within themselves that they will not be afraid of nothing out here. Now, I'm telling you that means the spirit. And that, why? Because there are spirits, there are spirits which will take your fear of them upon themselves, that want you afraid of them. They want you afraid of them. Why? Because it gives them power. It gives them, the fear is an energy that goes forward, and it makes them what? Stronger. So by you not being afraid, you took their power out of them. You have taken their power away. There's nothing that they can do because you have disarmed them. Now, I told you how to shield yourself. I told you how to shield yourself, four feet in front of you, all around you, with a sun, any color you want, but 4 feet away from you. Then I told you, you can use the mirror shield, a mirror. Just have, just so your body is covered with it. About 5 or 6 feet in front of you. All around, front, back, sides. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You have a prayer with that. You have a prayer with that, where you say, Michael, in front of me. Michael, in front of me. Gabriel, behind me. Uriel, to the right of me. and so-and-so to the left of me. You just go on. And then you are protected. Now, on top of that, what else do you do? You go inside a crystal shell, like a diamond. Yeah, you go inside of a diamond. And make sure the edges are sharp. And you make the crystal about 12 feet in front of you. It covers you. It covers your entire body. And if anything comes around, that it'll cut them and send them back. Then, that's not all. Then you make up what? Some devices. Some words that you use. You place them before you, behind you, on the right of you, on the left of you, below you. And these words rotate. They rotate. All right? And then, you know, the last of all, you make a sword. You make a sword. Out of what? Out of fire. Out of fire. And wherever that sword goes, it cuts and it burns. Now, if you use those shells, if you use them, nothing will be able to subdue you. Nothing. That is why I gave it to you, to help you. To help you. When a spirit, an evil spirit, attempts to send you something. They always send you stuff now. They are always sending you a bad thought, sending you something to make you afraid, always sending you something of evil or someone else. That is an evil spirit. That is a wicked spirit. What do? You call up these growths. You call up these protections. And you ain't got to think of this. This ain't something that you make from. This is something you make from you. It comes from you, from inside of you, outward. You ain't got to meditate 10, 20 minutes. You ain't got to do all that. You make this up inside of you. And what will happen? It will come back instantly. Because you have made them. Yeah, that's right. You have done it. Now, that's how you are protected against everything. Not all this other stuff. That is how you are protected. No matter what. Take out your pencil and a piece of paper. You ready? I'm going to give you the blessing for this week. Take out your pencil and your piece of paper. I had a lot of folks. I told you that if you wanted the soap, I had one person. Got in touch with me for that soap. Now, I'm going to look for you tonight. But if you want the pencil that individuals use, it's a square pencil. It's called the Carpenter's Pencil. What's funny about this pencil is a square. It's a square, and it's a pencil that you use to write things on. When you want to write on a piece of brown paper something, you use what? The square pencil. The hoodoo pencil. you use it. Well, anyway, you take out your pencil and your piece of paper, and get ready to write. Ready to write these numbers. Ready to write these numbers. For Thursday, July 23rd, 2015, write 5228. 5228. All right, I'll give you a second one. For the second number, you will write out 2867. 2867. Five, two, two, eight, and 2867. Now, those are the two numbers for today. Those are the two numbers for today. And you use them the way the Lord tells you. You use them the way the Lord tells you. Because those numbers are good, believe it or not. It's real good. It is real good. Now, you use them. You hold them, and you use them the way the Lord tells you to use them. Because those numbers are...
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, there's one person here. Hello? Hello, this is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hi, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not so well, to be honest with you, Papa Say. I want to know, do you believe in the possibility of possession?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I believe.
Do you believe? Do you believe that an animal can be possessed?
Yes, I do.
You see, Mike, I have a cat, and she's been alone for the last few years, really, because I've been at work all the time, so the cat's always alone and very susceptible, I feel, to possession, and now it's making noises and doing things that... It has never done before, and I'm very concerned it might be possessed by a demon.
What you do is set some food before it.
Mm-hmm.
And just command it. Just set the food. Just tell it. If you are possessed, then you'll eat this food. If you are possessed, then you'll eat this food. Now, that's all
okay,
you do.
If you give me one second, I have my cat. I have my cat here, and I was just about to feed it. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have you on, put you on speaker here. Can you give that command, and we'll see what happens?
If you are possessed, then eat this food.
It's not eating the food.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we'll take it from there.
Can you say it again?
We'll take it from there. There's nothing much you can do, but I'll tell you what. You have my phone number, don't you? You have my phone number.
I believe so. Can you give that command again, though, because it's approaching the food now?
Yes. If you are possessed, eat this food.
It's eating the food.
Okay.
What do I do now?
Now the rest I want you to call me about. Now call me at 1-800-ASK-KING. 1-800-ASK-KING. And it's extension 055-9865. Extension 055-9865.
Okay.
All right.
Ow! Ow! It's biting me! Hey! Get out! Ah! Papa, say, what do I do? What do I do? Ow!
You stop. I'm gonna stop.
Papa say, how do I get this cat off of me? I'm telling you, it's possessed, Papa say.
Yeah.
Ow! Papa say, help me, please.
Yep, that's it. Now you make sure you call me. Call me at that number,
Papa
okay?
Papa say, me. What do I do? Ow!
You call. Call me at that number.
Is there a prayer I can give? Is there something I can say to stop it? Ow!
No, there isn't. You call me at that number.
Is there something we can do? The cat's biting me. Papa say, help, what do we do?
That's it, you call me. We'll stop till then. You will cease it until such time. You will stop
it. Swiping. Oh, Papa say, this cat is going berserk. What have you done to my cat?
I haven't done anything.
Well, it wasn't this bad before, Papa say. Really, help me out here. You're making it worse, man. Oh my God! Papa say it's on the floor. The head's spinning. What the hell do I do?
You call me at that number.
Papa say I can't do that right now. The cat's blocking the part of the phone where I dial.
You call me. You can't call me now, but you call me in about 20 minutes here.
Is there a prayer I can say now over the phone to at least calm it down?
No, okay. Bli ayin hara. Bli ayin lashan. Bli ayin yit.
Keep going. Something's happening. Keep going.
Bli lashan. Bli ayin yetzer. Bli ayin hara. Bli lashan hara. Bli yetzer hara.
Meow.
Okay, it seems to have...
Okay, call me. Okay.
A little bit.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. All right. All right, everybody. the quick instant blessing for today. You have the quick instant blessing today. And now that's 5228 or 2867. 2867. 5228 2867. Now, tomorrow we're not on, and we won't be back until when? Do you remember now? We'll be back Saturday. Yes, Saturday. We'll be back Saturday. So until then, I wish every one of you all the blessings, all the good that God has to give you. That God has to give you. And remember this, there is no hoodoo but the real hoodoo. There ain't no hoodoo but the real hoodoo. And there is only one Papa Say. Now, God bless you and God keep you. All right? And see you again Saturday. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.